guess when you look back on when you were first recruited, or I guess re-recruited by Fran after you came in, how much of the decision was it for you to just, because the whole thing of wanting to be an Iowa player growing up, how much did that factor in versus getting to know him and getting an understanding of what he was going to be like?
You know, it was a big part, I think. And then, you know, when I met Coach McCaffrey, I think it just reassured my decision. And, you know, we talked about, you know, building this program back up. And, you know, that's something I wanted to do. I felt that we could contend for a Big Ten title and NCAA tournament. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm glad I was, you know, people ask me if I made the right decision. I think I did, you know, coming here and, you know, trying to make this program better.
He described it as you and Dev taking a leap of faith when you both decided to come on board at that time. Did you have that feeling initially that it was going to be something like that?
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming in, you know, what happened and with Coach LeClaire there. And, I mean, you know, it was a leap of faith. Obviously, you know, they didn't have a winning season, and we knew it was going to be a process of, you know, trying to, you know, get people in, start winning games. And, you know, our freshman year, you know, we were able to come in and, you know, play and work through, you know, our difficulties, and sometimes you don't really get that chance. And, you know, you could say it was a leap of faith, and, you know, it's worked out, so, you know, for us, I think. And, you know, definitely, you know, I'm proud to, you know, come here.
How long did it take for you before you had the feeling of, hey, you belonged at this level and that you could play for a guy like Coach McCaffrey?
I think, you know, just when I came in, you know, anytime you're freshman, you know, it's going to be a struggle. But, you know, I thought I belonged here. I thought I could play at this level and, you know, bring a different type of element that, you know, this team didn't have. And, you know, that was always my mindset, you know, from day one. And just tried to be that X-factor guy.
Did you ever seriously consider football in high school?
Yeah, I mean, there was a point a little bit. I mean, I had so many basketball offers and stuff like that. It's just kind of, I just went along. I thought, you know, basketball was a sport for me, and I still feel that way. And, you know, I just had one football offer. And
South Florida.
And so, you know, just it worked out. I came here.
That South Florida, was that tempting to look into that at all?
Yeah, but then you know, it was a little bit, I think. But, you know, Coach Levitt was the one to offer me, and he got fired. So, yeah, kind of after that happened, I think that, you know, that just erased the possibility. So, yeah, I mean, but I'm happy I came to Iowa and playing basketball in Big Ten and, you know, winning games and stuff like that.
You're through a lot of growing pains as a program. Does that make seeing the program success now sweet in some ways?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've grown each year and gotten better. And, you know, as players, I feel like we've learned from our mistakes, gotten better each year, and continue to get better as players. And, you know, just seeing our program, you know, where it is now, you know, where it can be and stuff like that, it's just, you know, it's exciting. And, you know, we still have a lot of games coming up, and, you know, we're excited for the future.
Do you feel the clock ticking? I mean, it's getting close. But regular
yeah, I mean, I try not to think about it, but, you know, I know we have a chance to, you know, we have the Big Ten tournament coming up still, and, you know, we're going to try to make as many games as we can, and, you know, that's our mindset also for NCAA tournaments, just, you know, get a run going and stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously I can feel it winding down. You know, senior day is coming up. You know, I've always, you know, didn't really look forward to that because I knew it'd be over, but, you know, it should be fun. It'd be a lot of fun. You know, I've had a lot of great memories here, so it's, you know, it'll be an exciting time.
Where did it mean to you Sunday when you checked in and you got a pretty loud ovation?
Yeah. I mean, it meant a lot. I mean, you know, with that whole thing that happened, I think, you know, I've got a lot of letters in the mail, a lot of emails just, you know, from random fans, stuff like that. It's just, it's overwhelming support you get. It's always nice. People are always cheering for you.
Were there any letters or emails that really like resonated with you, or maybe stuff?
You know, I mean, I think a lot of them were, you know, I mean, just I got letters from people from, like, New York, Washington. Like, I mean, it's just different states. I think it's just, you know, anytime you get a letter from alumni, I think that's, you know, that's always a nice thing. And I think it's just cool to see how many, you know, Hawk fans are out there from, you know, different places, different states, like that. And, you know, it just means a lot, I think, to me. You know, I mean, I still have all the letters in my locker, so, and they're piling up a little bit, so.
How about the support you got from Iowa State, some of those players? Did that surprise you at all?
I mean, I read a little bit. I think, you know, they go through the same stuff we do, I think. I mean, I think they understand, you know, they're having a lot of success over there, and, you know, I heard, you know, Coach Hoiberg had a little support, and, you know, I appreciate that, and, I think it's cool, you know, us basketball players need to stick together, and you know, we support each other too.
What was that like? That 24 to 48 hour period in the wake of everything. I mean, mentally, you're probably going back and forth from feeling down about yourself, getting mad, and then feeling the support. You know, then upset at yourself probably a little.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was. You know, I just knew when I did it was probably a stupid thing, and you know, when it blew up, it was just. I mean, it was just, you know, something I need to learn from. And, you know, it's always nice. For me, it was nice getting support from people and knowing that there's, you know, there's so much more support than there are, you know, people, idiots out there just saying stuff to you. So, I mean, it's just, you know, something I need to learn from. I mean, we always, our Iowa fans always, you know, have our back and, you know, they just want what's best for us. And so, you know, I understand that. And, you know, I just came ready to play and practice and, you know, just try to think positively, just get ready for games and, you know, just haven't really thought about it much since then.
Chris, has anyone said anything to your face, any negativity thing?
No, I just, you know, it's the typical, you know, Indiana, stuff like that, you know, you suck, whatever, and just used to it, whatever, so, I mean, there's nothing unusual out here, so.
Do you think you're done with Twitter for good?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm done with that, so.